more than 30 people filled the Chilkat Center lobby to listen to what Kevin White has found out about mountain goats. White says mountain goats are difficult animals to study, which is why there's not a lot of research out there.
It's worth mentioning that with mountain goats are one of the least studied large mammals in North America, and so unlike other species like moose or deer or bears, we have a lot less information, a lot less background information, and research has been conducted on mountain goats.
But there is one helpful study out of British Columbia. It shows that mountain goats are sensitive to helicopter flights. That study shows when a helicopter goes by, mountain goats have a movement response that can last up to 2 days. But that's not what the ADF&G study is tackling. They're looking at where mountain goats in the Haines-Skagway area live, or in scientists speak, their critical habitat. Once the state has that information, heliskiing that overlaps with critical habitat could face tougher restrictions. The study's not over, but let's get into what ADF&G has found so far. White says Chilkat Valley is a genetic diversity hotspot for mountain goats. He projected a map of local mountain ranges with numbers showing the genetic variation between goats that live on neighboring mountains.
And on either side of Berners Bay, mountain goats were genetically distinct. And that kind of like initial finding, I was very kind of like blown away by that because that's a very small area. I mean, any one of us can walk across those flats in just a matter of a few hours.
Even when mountain goats are separated by just a few miles of river, they're very genetically different. White says that's because animals do not like traveling across open flat areas or swimming.
The important take-home message is that when he conducts these kinds of analyses and we talk about there being genetic differences, what that means is there's very limited movement from one population to another.
To put it simply, mountain goats aren't big travelers. They don't move around much. Now, the next point has to do with where mountain goats spend their summers and winters. White says the Chilkat Valley is a transition area between coastal climate and interior climate. That matters because where mountain goats live during the winter depends on the type of snowfall in the area.
And so the mountain goat's strategy is really to try and find habitats that have a limited amount of snow, because snow is costly for them to move through, and as well as it will bury food for mountain goats.
In coastal areas where there's more wet, dense snow, mountain goats move downhill to get away from the snow, and they spend the winter at lower elevations.
And this is the case with 95% of the mountain goats that we studied in the Eastern Lynn Canal area from the Catskin River down to Berners Bay, all wintered at low elevation. In the Sitka area, all the animals winter at low elevation. Ketchikan, coastal BC, these maritime areas that have very heavy, wet, deep snowpacks.
For interior areas, mountain goats stay in relatively similar spots during the summer and winter, at high elevations. That's because the snow is more shallow and light. White showed graphics of where goats move in the summer and winter on different mountain ranges.
And then we have this other animal that was up at the northern end of Toksinuk Ridge, which was actually moved up in elevation during the winter.
In the mountains where goats winter at high elevations, their habitat is more likely to overlap with heliskiing. White says this study will continue for at least 2 or 3 more years. He wants to continue to put GPS-linked collars on goats to have a bigger pool of data. Right now, they're tracking 32 animals. But White says maintaining funding might be an issue. So what could come of this research? White showed a map of the Chilkat Valley with red blotches covering some of the mountains. The red marks critical mountain goat habitat. This map could be used in comparison to a map of heliskiing spots.
You can go to each specific spot on the landscape and assign it to one of these different categories to help determine where are the places where the hard decisions have to be made.
Haynesboro Tourism Director Leslie Ross attended the presentation. She says she gave a report on White's study to Borough Manager Dave Sosa, who was at a conference in Anchorage. Ross says she doesn't know whether the borough will use this new mountain goat research for heliskiing policy updates. White plans to come back to Haynes in about a year to give an update on the mountain goat study. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.